This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you on a, like I said, Thursday morning. Dusty's down there getting Denny, and we're going to start the bachelor party here in a little bit on 96.5 The Fan, as Denny is getting married at the end of the season, and so we're going to celebrate with him on the air with his fiance Amy, and we're going to have all sorts of celebrity guests along the way, people who have worked with Denny before, people who he's called the games for, and George Brett. So we'll talk to a lot of people, including Ryan Lefevre, coming up in about 15 minutes about the bachelor party celebration for Denny Matthews. And so think about it. You're getting married like 60 years younger than what Denny is when he's getting married.
That's nuts.
I mean, think about that, man. Getting married in his 80s, you're getting married in your 20s.
Way to go, Denny.
Yeah, absolutely. He waited, found the right person, and that's what it's
good
all about.
Him.
I mean, there's no reason I can say to rush into marriage. And I'm glad I got married in my 30s. So it was good for me to not, you know, really rush into it, because I enjoyed the hell out of my 20s. And no woman would look at me either, because I was 300 pounds. But I enjoyed my time. You know, I had fun. And then, you know, met my wife at the exact right time, I think. And you know, it's worked out, I think, for us. You know, we've got 17 years
strong,
or something,
yeah,
you know, like that involved. And so we'll see where it goes from here. But Denny's getting married, and so we have the opportunity to kind of celebrate, you know, alongside with Denny Matthews. We were talking earlier about some of those, you know, superstars in the NFL, and, you know, that's kind of where I do get hung up, though. And it's not just about the NFL. I think it's about sports in general. You make it to the professional level, and you're unbelievable, right? You're one of the best. You're one of the all-time greats at that sport if you make it to the professional level. And then when you get up to the professional level, then it separates itself as well even further, because you've got superstars at that level. You've got people at that level that are just better than those current athletes. And I think when we want to throw everybody into those superstar categories, we're kind of degrading some of these guys that are
absolutely
better than everybody else, whether it's, you know, LeBron James or Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Judge or Bobby Witt or whoever the case may be. There are certain guys that are just at that elite level, and we have to be able to separate that from everything else. Not everybody's a superstar. Not everybody's the greatest. Not everybody's the best. And I think at times we just get caught up in using those terms superstar and great in situations where, quite honestly, they may not apply. They may not factor in. And so when I use the term great and when I use the term superstar, I use it for people that truly do deserve to be of that superstar moniker and of that great moniker, because I think when you use it on everybody else, you're bringing it down a peg. And there are just certain athletes. Maybe there are 10 in the NFL. Maybe there aren't 10 superstars in the NFL. Maybe there's 10 in baseball. Maybe there aren't. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's a small, infinite number compared to the number of folks that do play in those professional sports. And so that's why I'd like, hey, we gotta chill ourselves a little bit when we sit here and talk about people that are great and that are superstars. We can use that with Denny Matthews, though, because he is great and he is a superstar. He is in studio with us as he's getting ready to get married. His fiance Amy is in here as well. Grab a microphone, everybody, and put on those headphones. There it is. You got the microphone, Denny. Congratulations, my friend. You have finally found the right one to walk down the aisle with. Huh? You've been waiting a while, but you finally found the right one, and I can say we're all big fans of Amy. We've loved her for years, and we're so happy for you, too. What made you decide this was time to get married?
What's the rush, right?
That's it. We're done.
Thanks for coming, Denny.
See you guys later.
Yeah. And God, Denny Matthews, right? He's trying to trouble hearing a little bit in the headsets there, as you know, this is equipment that we got. Oh, you got it working on. There we go. So, like I said, what decided that this was time? You're ready to do this, huh?
Well, we figure we had learned everything there is to learn about the other one. So, it works.
It works.
It works very well.
How long have you guys been quote unquote dating, if you will?
17.
Wow, 17 years. So yes. As long as Jen and I have been married, you guys have been dating.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you for nailing that number. Most guys would be like, well, what's it been? 13, 17 years.
Yeah. Right, yeah, my family says, why the rush?
Yeah. Why the rush? Yeah, 17 years of dating, and, you know, sometimes marriage messes all that stuff up.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've seen a lot of instances of that. So.
Yeah.
You want it to be smooth, you know?
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And so, Amy, I mean, for you, I mean, 17 years and you finally convinced him, huh? It was time.
Oh, man, that was a lot of work. I'm exhausted.
You can have any energy for the wedding?
So, I tell you, I guess I am a patient person.
Yeah.
That we almost got Bob to cuss there for you. Can I ask, like, how did you guys meet? How did it all start?
You just said patient. That's the key word.
Yes.
Patient is the word. Explain.
Well, I used to be a surgical dental assistant, and he was a patient in our dental office. So that was basically how I got to finally meet him. I've been wanting to meet him for years, and my boss, Dr. Oliver, says, you know that Denny is a patient here. You will be able to meet him. And I was beyond thrilled, not knowing that I'd fall in love with the guy one day.
Right.
That's kind of how it works, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, she was a very, very good assistant. And I went in for a small little procedure upon which they put in, I think, three little sutures. And then a week later, you come back and they take the sutures out. And she was the suture out person. So
the suture out person. Okay.
From lack of a better description. So I go in to get the sutures out. And bingo, they're gone. Later that evening, I was having something to eat. And, you know, you always get a little something in your tooth. And I couldn't get it out. And finally, I figured I better go back because this isn't right. Something's wrong in there. Mm-hmm. So I go back the next morning, and Dr. Oliver came in, and he said, well, there's still a suture there. Amy, get in here. You can pick it up from there. So.
Well, I knew that I probably wouldn't get to see him for another couple of weeks because generally there's a second post-op a couple of weeks after that, and I didn't want to wait that long to see him again, so I tell people I left that suture in there so I would be able to see him a little sooner. He's the only patient in my career that I left a suture in. And so that's our story. That
yeah, she was perfect until that.
But he still asked me for my phone number. And he said, why don't you come out to a game and sit next to me in the booth? And that was like our first date. And then we went down to the Crown Club after the game and let the crowd clear out. And we were there for a couple of hours. We were the last people in the whole building. And we got to know each other that night. And, I mean, we've pretty much been inseparable since.
That's awesome.
And that's where we're getting married, is in the Crown Club.
Yeah,
so, you know, full circle.
What a great first date. Like, everybody's been on a first date or so. I don't know that there's a better one in Kansas City history than your first date. I mean, your first date was sitting next to Denny Matthews at a Royals game, listening to him to call that game. That's a hell of a first date.
I'm glad it worked out for you guys because no other guy stood a chance. Where do you want to go? 801 Chop House? Well, this isn't the booth next to Denny. Yeah, it'll work.
Well, I assumed that it was going to be an inning or so, and then he'd have me go down and sit in a seat with the rest of the fans. But he's like, no, you're staying up here the whole game. I said, are you kidding me? That was like one of the best nights of my life. I'll never forget that.
But who were they playing?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I do remember sitting between him and Bob Davis, and it was the first preseason game for the Chiefs. And so Bob Davis had a little monitor over to the right of him. And so we were kind of focused on the Chiefs game, you know, during the Royals game. But then he turned to me at the end of the fourth inning, and he said to me, you're doing the fifth. And I thought he was serious. Uh-huh. I was so scared. Yeah. And but when I feel like I fell in love with him at that very moment, and something came over me like, whoa, what was that?
So how did you call the game? Was it good?
I didn't. Well,
that was my retribution for leaving in the suture. She went numb when I told her she was going to have to do the fifth.
Yeah.
Then she took the fifth.
Then she did.
We went from there.
Who knows? Maybe if I would have called the fifth, I would be your radio partner right now. I would have been so good.
That's
or you'd
right.
been in here with Bob and Dusty. I mean,
may have. Who knows?
Amy, you're Kansas City your whole life?
I'm from Atchison, Kansas, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from
So here. Before you had met him, have you heard him on the radio?
Thanks to my grandpa, around 4 years old, all I remember is every time I went to their house, he was listening to Denny Matthews on the radio. And so to me, as a child, Denny Matthews' voice was Royals baseball, and that's all I knew. That was the relationship I had was when I heard Denny Matthews, I thought, that's Royals for me. And so, I mean, we would be playing catch out in the backyard and listening to him on the radio, and I finally, before my grandpa passed away, I got to introduce Denny to him, and that was such a special moment.
I bet for your grandpa, that was one of those. Like,
it was unbelievable.
My God. Yeah.
Because my grandma couldn't see very well, so she couldn't watch the TV, so she would listen to Denny. She'd have a radio next to her listening to him. So he meant a lot to them. And so here he doesn't know who we are. But it's like we feel like we know him, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I had a little bit of an advantage when I met him. Like, I feel like I knew him, but he didn't know who I was.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that the other day. I said, Denny probably doesn't know this, but you've literally been in everybody's car in Kansas City. Now, you don't know all these people, obviously, but you have been in every single person's car that has lived in this town over the last 60 years. That's remarkable when I think about it, you know?
And you guys go through the same thing. You don't know who's listening right now.
Right.
But... yeah, in their car, in their basement, or in the garage, if they're fixing their car, or whatever, on a picnic, or on vacation, in the Ozarks, wherever.
Have you ever had like an unbelievable story of somebody saying, I was listening to you and this happened, or anything like that, any of those moments over the years?
Well, and I mentioned it in Cooperstown when I did my speech. It was a letter from a elderly, very elderly lady. I think she said she was 94. Out in western Kansas, and she said that she had been a baseball fan. She played softball as a young kid, and then she lost her sight. And she said, you're my eyes at the ballpark, which you think, wow, that means a lot. And she said, you paint the picture for me, and I can envision being there at the ballpark. And so that kind of hits you, and... yeah, that's, again, you don't know who you're talking to.
But, yeah.
It makes an impression in a lot of ways. And sometimes it's just noise for people. It's, they're in another room in the house and the game's on. So you don't know.
I love that Amy said that because I think that relates to a lot of people. We try to be relatable on the show. And I think when you talk about, with everything with your grandparents and hearing them on the radio, that's how I was. I'd leave the golf course and my grandpa would have the game on. It was top of the ninth, Royals down 4-5. And I'm like, that's Denny, baby. That's him. And I want to ask a guy that you're very close with, Denny Matthews. Mr. Ryan Lefevre, what does Denny Matthews mean to you?
Oh, boy. I will say, and I've had some time to think about this, that there is no single person in my time here in Kansas City that's been more important to me than Denny. And I go all the way back to the beginning in 1999, and Fred White had been let go, and there was a whole generation of fans that baseball on the radio was Denny Matthews and Fred White. And now suddenly here's this 28-year-old kid coming from another major league team with no ties to the organization and no ties to the community. And if Denny had not received me that first year or first years, I might have lasted 2 years, 3 years, and packed up my bags and headed back up north or somewhere else. Who knows? But the way that he received me, the way that he treated me, the space that he gave me to grow, and the encouragement that he gave me. I mean, he and I had some long, long conversations. And I remember some vividly on the road in his hotel room when I would just ask him if I could talk to him after the game. And I'd walk into his room and he'd already have two chairs positioned pointing toward each other, like, have a seat, young man, and I'll give you my full and undivided attention. And just giving me so much advice on fitting in Kansas City and fitting in with the organization, the people that I needed to know, teaching me the history of the organization, teaching me about Kansas City and Kansas Cityans and what they've come to expect to listen to during a broadcast. He gave me all of that in our first few years together. And now, you know, now it's been 27 years and I met my wife here. All four of my kids were born in Kansas City, and it's the only home they've ever known. My mom and my stepdad have moved here. I have friends forever because I've lived in Kansas City. I've lived in Kansas City now longer than I've lived anywhere in my life. But I'll go all the way back to the very beginning and how he treated me and how he made Kansas City feel like home long before it became my permanent home.
Well, you were a perfect fit for Kansas City, and as it turned out, we didn't know it at the time, but we were a perfect fit for each other to broadcast because we had a lot in common, and like you said, I gave you room to develop and become a terrific baseball announcer. But yeah, it fit. That's the best way to put it. Oh, by the way, Rye,
on the air ever with him. Yeah.
Yeah. We are in the, remember we used to come down to this building, the studio, and do the hot corner. The hot stove. I mean, yeah, this is a much nicer place now than it was when we came down here. I think they totally renovated.
Well, we went to FM, we cleaned.
Man, you know? Oh man, I mean, this is really plush. And when we were here, we had to fight our way past, you know, waste baskets and turned over cups. And
well, yeah. Harrington had just left the studio, so I understand that. He's kind of a mess, you know.
Well, when we were replaced by Vern, which we probably should have been, but when we were replaced by Vern, I think Vern had some demands that if he was going to do the hot stove show, there were some changes that needed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they made them.
Yeah, they did. It's really mm-hmm. nice, and just thought you'd want to know that.
Denny, why was Ryan the perfect fit for Kansas City?
Well, it's a great question.
Because he
was very knowledgeable. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
He knows baseball. He had a nice baseball background. Our backgrounds were essentially the same. Our fathers were very prominent in baseball. His dad was a major league player and manager.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a chance to sign a professional baseball contract. He was the first All-American baseball player at Illinois State University.
Oh, cool.
And so he had a chance to sign with either Cincinnati or the White Sox. Well, World War II came along. He went in the Navy. By the time he got back, I was on the scene. He figured, I better go to work, and he did. And we grew up in central Illinois, and he worked for State Farm Insurance for 46 years. So our fathers had a really nice background in baseball. Ryan and I both played baseball on a college level,
mm-hmm.
and against good teams. He played on good teams. I played on good teams against good competition. And we just had so many similarities. And it just fit right away. I think after our fourth inning of the first spring training broadcast we ever did, we thought, yeah, this is going to work out great.
Going to be and just fine.
What? It really did.
It did. I mean, you guys together, it's fantastic. Like, I will stop what I'm doing when Ryan's on the radio side and just listen, because you can't buy the chemistry that you guys have together.
Yeah, and it wasn't forced. It just happened.
Yeah.
You can't force that.
No.
And Ryan and I have both heard stories about other broadcasters that just didn't quite get along. In fact, one guy'd go on to do two innings, the other guy'd leave the booth. And then when it was his turn, he'd come back in and the other guy'd leave. Well, that's not very good. And you know what? That's a long season when you're going through something like that. Now, that's rare, but it has happened.
I'm sure it has,
We enjoyed. I mean, I think we also figured out that if it's 2-1 in the eighth inning, stay on the game. When it's 12-1 in the fourth inning, now we're going to have to take care of the game, so we go off and talk about other things. So, and we figured that out pretty quick, and we had fun with it. And that was the whole idea. If the game is gone, then you and I have fun. Mm-hmm. That's the way we approached it.
So, Rhino, you came here and asked for advice about Kansas City and broadcasting. Did Denny ask you about marital advice?
Well, we were both single for a long time together, so there really wasn't much advice to go one way or the other. But he has not. But there's a secret location at Kauffman Stadium where for years Denny and I would sneak off to and get our pregame work done. And Jake goes in there with us now. And I think over the years, I don't know if Denny has gotten any marriage advice from me, but he's lived through a few things when it comes to parenting, just overhearing my conversations with my kids on the phone when they'll call me in the middle of the day because, you know, one sibling was mean to the other or mom gave him a consequence that they didn't think was fair. So he's overheard a lot of conversations. So Denny's the oldest of four boys, and I have three boys and a girl. And I was on the phone, and one of my kids called because he was upset about something. And I tried to tell him what he should do and give him some advice. And of course, it went one in one ear and out the other. And I hung up the phone, and there's no way Denny couldn't have overheard my conversation. And I said, Denny, I got a question for you. You were a family with four boys. When your father would try to give you advice, or even your father would tell you to do something, and you would argue with him, how did your dad handle that? And he looked at me and said, my dad would look me in the eye and say, someday you're going to be just as dumb as I am. And I have used that line on my kids more times than I can count. Oh, and it is a great chaos diffuser because they don't know what to make of a statement like that. But that was some parenting advice he gave me by way of his father.
I do like that. That's very good.
Well, you figure that out. My dad told me that, and I figured it out about 25 years later. And then Ryan's kids will too. Man. About 25 years from now, they'll know what he was talking about.
Yeah, he'll know what he's talking about.
I don't know if I have 25 years left.
Sure you do.
Well, Rhino, we appreciate you. God bless all the work you do, and thanks for being a part of this day today for Denny and Amy, and we will we'll talk to you in the later weeks, and we'll hear you coming up this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, I appreciate you doing that and having me on. I could talk all day about Denny Matthews.
I hung up, I promise. Uh-oh. Hey, we've got to catch a break. We'll have another person join our show on the other side. We got Danny, we got Amy, Bob, Mac, Dusty. We're all here. By the way, I brought Prosecco. Have you ever had Prosecco?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you're about to. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.